Hey Mike, let me tell you a little tale about this game called Tiny Life. Picture this. Imagine being a digital overseer in a charming little world where you can guide pixelated folks through their day-to-day life, all while sipping your morning coffee. Sounds like your kind of simulation escape, right? So, why should you dive into Tiny Life? Well, it's a tiny, big adventure full of huge possibilities. Firstly, it's a casual simulation game where you act sort of like a tiny puppeteer, guiding little digital people in their quest to survive, thrive, and sometimes just goof around. But don't let the tiny fool you. The scope of this game's creativity is anything but small. The levels in Tiny Life aren't your average linear progression. Instead, you have a sandbox-style freedom to explore different scenarios and build whatever your heart desires. From quaint cottages to bustling mini-cities, your digital residents depend on your strategic wit and quirky leadership to get by. As for the controls, on PC, it's a classic point-and-click scenario with easy navigation and interaction. It's as intuitive as guiding a spoon to a cereal bowl, no spills, just fun. One exciting part of the game, and you'll love this, Mike, is when you unlock these quirky challenges. Imagine micromanaging a sudden neighborhood party or settling disputes between your pixel people. It keeps the gameplay dynamic and laugh-out-loud entertaining. Visually, Tiny Life adopts a charming, pixel art style. It's reminiscent of retro gaming but with a modern twist that feels fresh and comforting. It has this adorable vibe that draws you in and makes you feel right at home in its miniature, crafted world. If you've ever played games like The Sims, you'll find similar management fun here, but with its own unique mechanics and aesthetic style. Now, on the flip side, if you're not a fan of simulation games or micromanagement, this might not be your cup of tea, Mike. But Tiny Life charms you with its simplicity and its potential for creativity. Even if you're more of an action or RPG guy, consider giving it a whirl. Sometimes it's relaxing to swap out the action-packed adventures for something more chill and creatively stimulating. That's a wrap for today's chat, Mike. Until next time, remember, sometimes the tiniest lives can bring the biggest adventures.